Hello, everybody, and welcome to the All Points Road Trip. Yes, it was previously Life 365 with me, Lacey Lee Elliott. After a six-month hiatus of researching, taking some time to myself, and really figuring out what it is I want to do, I have come back with a new, stronger brand, the All Points Road Trip. First of all, I really want to thank all of you for all of your support. I put out 120 episodes, one a day for 120 days, and the response really blew me away. I cannot believe the number of subscribers I had, the number of emails I received, some of it with such amazing feedback and passionate stories of other people who had shared my experiences, and it really touched me. I'm not surprised, but I also got quite a few nasty messages and emails and comments that really kind of disgusted me with some human beings out there. However, to each their own. And the good thing is the interaction, the connections, the emails all still count towards my subscribers. And that is really how you make a business. That's how you know you are successful. People respond, and it isn't always going to be positivity. So thank you so much for that. I really spent some time looking at how I was showing up, not just for myself, but also with a lot of the things that I'd been doing the last 8 to 10 years. And a podcast a day is a lot of work. And in order for me to show up giving you some great content, some wonderful guests, and some amazing stories, I can't really put that in and give a good podcast if I'm doing it every day. I was also looking at my YouTube channel and my blog, LaceyElliott.com. And a big thing that stuck out for me was lack of consistency. And that lack of consistency came through in one, not really having a solid theme, and two, just uploading kind of random stuff whenever and not having any consistency to the story, the guidelines, the time. That is going to change. The All Points Road Trip, in a nutshell, is the idea of people not really knowing what direction to go, and how so many of us spend a lot of time and a lot of energy searching for something else, something bigger. But the only way we can really make changes is to just take action. So it doesn't matter what choice you make or how you get there, just take the first step. I know from reading through emails and catching up on things when I was recovering from my brain surgery that there are a lot of people out there that are just like me. And by that, I mean a lot of people, you know, late 30s, early 40s, who are kind of just living our lives and we're content. Nothing is really bad, but nothing is really great either. And I know that there's something more, something bigger, something greater out there. And for those of you that I know are like me, we start searching. About 8 years ago, maybe a little bit longer, I was early 30s. I started to read self-help books. And I thought this was really fantastic because to me, I was growing as a person outside of school, outside of something that I had to do. This was all for me. And I read so many books. Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, How to Win Friends and Influence People, Think and Grow Rich, Wild, Eat, Pray, Love, The 4-Hour Work Week, Outliers, Awaken the Giant Within. I know that there is probably a dozen of them or so that I missed from that list, but if you have read even one of those books, I know, just like me, you were searching. There's something in your life that is just not quite right, and you're looking for something to be different, something to be better, something to be more. And for most of you then that are reflecting on this and realizing that we do have some stuff in common, you are probably Generation X. And our generation was under the expectation that we would go to school, we'd graduate, go to college or university, fall in love, get married, have kids, have grandkids, and then we would retire. When we retired, we would just hope and pray that we had enough health and enough money at this point to actually go and live our dreams and live our lives. And I have to be honest, my recent experiences, this is just complete bullshit. And you know what I'm talking about. You live your life in a way that is told to you by your friends, your family, the television shows you watch, and society. The Gen Xers were supposed to fit into this little nutshell, this little box of, these are the things you're supposed to do. This is the steps that you are supposed to take in this order. And everybody should just be happy living that life and doing these things. But there's a lot of us out there that were not happy. And the kicker is, it's not like I was unhappy. I mean, I had a good life. I had decent health. I had good friends. I have a great job. I'm an automotive journalist. I get paid to test drive cars. How cool is that? I just knew that life could be better. Reading all these books didn't do much for me. Some of them I even read twice. But fast forward 5 years, and now I'm sitting around the 35-year-old kind of mark and feeling like I'm heading towards this midlife crisis. And I thought, I really need to kick it up a notch. The books I had read, I'd read all the books. I highlighted all the important parts. I understood the concept. I knew exactly what they were talking about. My life was still mediocre. And it just, again, it wasn't enough. What did I do? I attended some of these seminars. Now, if you're like me and you went to some of these free seminars, the whole intention of the free seminars is to get you to sign up for more of their courses that cost a lot of money. I did the Secrets of a Millionaire Mind, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Landmark. I even saw Tony Robbins. These intro courses were kind of the icing on the cake. I was getting my show notes to record this podcast and did some research on the cost of some of these courses, as well as the length of time that these courses took place. And I'll be honest, I cried. I 100%, I'm mortified to admit this. And for those of you that have gone to a couple of these courses, who've spent the money, when you spend $100 here, $1,000 there, I didn't think at the beginning about the cost of airfare, hotel, and food, but it all adds up. Let's put it into perspective. Currently, if you want to go do the Date with Destiny, and that's a Tony Robbins seminar, this cheapest ticket price you can get is $900 US. Then you have to pay your airfare, hotel, and food. I didn't do a lot of digging, but if you want to go to the same event and upgrade to the Diamond Premier seating, it's $3,000 US, plus airfare, plus hotel, plus food. That is a fucking shit ton of money. Now, this is where it gets insane for me, because I had done the Rich Dad Poor Dad real estate courses. I did the Secrets of the Millionaire Mind camps, which was Enlightened Warrior Training Camp and the Wizard Camp. I did Landmark and Landmark Advanced. I added up some of these prices and I am mortified, disgusted, repulsed to admit that over 5 or 6 years, I spent over $50,000 on these courses. $50,000. If you've been to any of these events, you know what I'm talking about. They get you all hyped up. They are long 12-hour days. They get you all emotional. And you know that if you sign up for these courses and you continue your education, you are going to change the fucking world. Your life will change forever, not just financially, but emotionally, mentally, physically. You know, if you sign up for more Tony Robbins or more Robert Kiyosaki or more T. Harv Eckert, something they are going to say to you, something is going to happen, and click, your life will change and you will have everything you ever imagined. $50,000 I spent. And 240 to 300 hours of my time sitting in these courses, sitting in these seminars. Most of the seminars and courses are anywhere from 8 to 12 hours, 3 to 5 days long. A couple of the courses I flew across the country. So now not only are you spending 3 10-hour days, that's 30 hours in a course. It's a 5-hour flight to get to the East Coast, plus the time at the airport. 240 to 300 hours of my time and $50,000. Because I was convinced that something that one of these people would say to me, something I would learn, something somewhere, somehow would just click. And suddenly my life would change. But it didn't. It didn't. And I could not understand why. Now, a few years ago, I discovered podcasts. And if you have not discovered podcasts, you probably won't be listening to me. But what I felt with podcasts was I can listen to these 24/7. I can listen to positive, inspirational, motivational, life-changing speakers and stories while I'm driving to work, while I'm sitting on transit. Fuck, I put on podcasts while I was falling asleep because I thought maybe subconsciously something would click in my mind and I would wake up in the morning and just this ray of sunshine would take over me and ta-da! This is where I discovered Danielle Laporte, Gary Vaynerchuk, Tim Ferriss, who actually wrote The 4-Hour Workweek, and the RV Entrepreneur podcast. This was now fall of last year, fall of 2017. I, like I mentioned earlier, had spent 8 to 10 years of my life, 240 to 300 hours and $50,000, looking, searching, learning, researching, listening to other people in hopes that something, someday somebody would say something to me that would make everything change. Something that would push me or turn me in a direction that I would suddenly be joyously happy. But that didn't happen. Unfortunately for me, in October of last year, October 2017, I ended up in the emergency room with a blood clot. I'm 40. I'm a fitness trainer, a sports nutritionist. My entire life has been about health and wellness, and I had no idea what a blood clot really was. The ER doctor said to me that I was very lucky that I came in because I could have died. This was mind-blowing for me. Not just to have the doctor say that to me now at 2 o'clock in the morning, but having a blood clot, for those of you that don't know, meant I had to go into the anticoagulation clinic just about every week so that they could manage my warfarin and the blood thinners that I was on. And most people that get blood clots are old, overweight, diabetic. They're not fitness models that are in their supposed prime of their life. I was honestly a little deflated. I laugh at this, but I am 100% serious. I went to McDonald's and had a Big Mac, a large fry, and a milkshake a few days after they found the blood clot, because I had been avoiding that stuff. I had been avoiding food like that, like the plague, because I didn't want to get a blood clot. And I felt like the universe was almost just laughing at me. I spent several hours in the clinics, in the anticoagulation clinics, talking to other people, listening to them talk about their dreams, their regrets, all the things they wish they had done. Some of them were a little concerned and scared because their health had deteriorated and the blood clot was just a part of it. I really started to see the world differently. I was starting to see the fact that my life had an expiration date on it, and I didn't want to end up with regrets. I didn't want to be like these people sitting in the anticoagulation clinic talking about all the things that could have been or should have been or they dreamed of. It was not even a month later. I had been waiting for 13 months to get an MRI done. The neurologist and my family doctor thought I might be having epilepsy. Nothing like a grand mal seizure by any means, but small frontal lobe seizures that were causing some problems in my life for the last couple of years. It took 13 months to get in for the MRI. I went in on November 11th, 2017. I remember because it's Remembrance Day and I couldn't believe that they were open on a holiday. It was that Friday I received a call from my neurologist to immediately go to the hospital and talk to a neurosurgeon. He said not to be worried, not to be worried, but I had a tumor in my brain. It was most likely not cancer, most likely nothing to be worried about, but I needed to get it checked out immediately. I was back on a Friday night in the emergency room, waiting, all alone, already with my blood clot on the blood thinners, thinking about my life, and now I had a brain tumor. I was terrified, to say the least. I was angry with the world. I'm not a religious person, but I felt angry with God, angry with the universe. I had done everything the right way. And I'm kind of saying this with air quotes. I ate protein and vegetables and healthy fats. I got my exercise. I had a good night's sleep. How could this be happening to me? those of you that have been there, I know I've talked to a few other people the last few months that have been diagnosed with brain tumors and cancer. And I think that it is a pretty human and normal reaction to think, why me? We can't. That is something that I've learned now we can't do in those situations because we'll never know. But I think that when you get news like this, it's almost impossible not to think that way. Christmas last year was horrible for me. Absolutely terrible. I remember being in line at Starbucks and a lady ahead of me was upset because they got her order wrong. I was shopping at Lululemon and a gentleman was almost screaming at the sales associate because they didn't have a pair of yoga pants in the size that his girlfriend needed. I heard all of these noises and all of these people talking and yelling and being angry. And all I could think in my own head was, are you fucking kidding me? You guys are bitching about Starbucks and yoga pants. I have a brain tumor. I have a brain tumor. It's almost 4 centimeters in diameter, the size of a fucking golf ball in my head. And you guys are bitching about yoga pants. I completely shut down. I shut out the world. I pushed people away. And I sat at home alone. I think that this was probably a good thing for me. Being alone with my thoughts, I spent some time journaling. I reread some of those books. I listened to more podcasts. But the difference was I actually felt like I was listening to the podcasts. And some of the lines that I had highlighted in these books were starting to actually make sense to me. I'm not happy in my life. Whose fault is that? My fault. Me. I am the only person that can make myself happy, truly happy. I needed to start taking accountability and responsibility and taking action. I was waiting for my brain surgery over Christmas and then into early spring. The surgery was not scheduled until May of 2018. They had to delay removing the brain tumor because they didn't want to risk cutting into my head while I was on blood thinners and have me bleed out and die on the table. I laugh about it now. I really do. Because I wasn't ready to bleed out and die on that table either. So I had almost 5 months to really process all of these things that I had heard and I had learned in these seminars and these podcasts and these books. What really made me happy? Not what made me happy because society said it's what I wanted, or my friends, or any of these books for that matter. What did I want? What did Lacey Lee Elliott want to do in life? What spoke to my heart and my soul? Road trips, traveling in general, cars, meeting new people, and the love of my life, Jasper, my dog. These were all things that bring me unbelievable joy. But the problem is that you have to go to a job, or I had to go to a job that didn't entail any of these things, the automotive part and the road trip part, but I was still falling into a category of working for someone else, doing stuff for other people, feeling guilty at 40 that I wasn't married and I didn't have kids. And I really had to stop feeling that way. I had to turn off that voice in my head that I had grown up for the last 40 years telling me that this is what you're supposed to do. This is the mold you're supposed to fit in. Because that mold, those things that I was supposed to do wasn't really bringing me joy. I had been looking at RVs for a very long time, but never really gave it any serious thought. I don't know how I stumbled over it on YouTube and what rabbit hole I kind of fell into when I discovered it, but I found a family called Keep Your Daydream and Less Junk, More Journey, who are living with their family in an RV, schooling their kids, doing homeschooling with their kids, and doing some traveling. One of the videos that Keep Your Daydream posted was, I think it was titled, How to Find the Perfect RV, or What Type of RV Should You Buy? And it was full of some really great information. But what really hit me, which really affected me, was the last point they said is, buy the RV that you can get today. Why wait? Why put this off? And all I could think of in my head is, you're right, because someday might never come. I had a brain tumor. I made sure that my will was up to date. I prearranged my funeral. I wanted to make sure that just in case, everything was taken care of. Surgery came and went in May 2018. The tumor was removed, and the neurosurgeon confirmed that it was not cancer. I remember being in that hospital and feeling like a million pounds had been lifted off my shoulders when the surgeon said that to me. I felt, honestly, like I had almost been given a new lease on life. From November to May, basically 6 months, there was a huge piece of me that thought I might die, thought I might have cancer and have to go through chemo and deteriorate and struggle and fight to stay healthy and be alive and live my life and do all of the things that I wanted to do. But I was okay. I was going to be okay. Recovery was shitty. I had insane splitting headaches. I was so tired, I could barely go to the bathroom by myself. It was wretched. Within a few weeks and months, I was able to listen to more podcasts, watch more YouTube videos, and read some books. But I knew what I wanted to do. I knew without a shadow of a doubt that I wanted to buy myself a recreational vehicle and travel with my dog. The thought of this freedom, the thought of this adventure, the idea of being able to pack up and go and take my home with me brought this crazy feeling of joy and words that I almost can't explain. It was like I woke up one day and the sun was shining down on my life and my heart, and the universe was saying, yes, yes, this is what you need to do. I have no fucking idea what it means to actually be in an RV. I have never spent a night in an RV. Everything I know has been from going into different types of trailers and fifth wheels at the RV show, watching videos and listening to podcasts. I'm fucking terrified. I am absolutely terrified. But what I know is, even though I'm scared, this decision, this choice has electrified me. it has made me feel so excited. This is what I have been looking for the last 8 years. And what I want to tell you is that it's not about buying an RV and traveling around North America with my dog. It's about the fact that for 8 to 10 years, just like you, I listened, I read, I researched, I pondered, I laid in bed at night for hours thinking about all the things I could be doing and I wanted to do. I couldn't figure it out. I was trying to fixate on one passion or the right thing. What would make my mom happy? What would make my friends happy? What would make me the most money? What all of these cookie cutter things that was about everybody or everything else but me. It's hard sometimes. I'm not married and I don't have kids. And I have days where I wonder, and maybe I would say I even regret not having those things. But I do wonder if that would have made me happy, if my life had gone down that tunnel. And then I step back and I go, Lacey, what the fuck? Your life didn't go down that road. Circumstances happened that were out of my control, that were out of any of my control, that I don't have children of my own and I don't have a husband. And that's okay. Just because society tells me that that's the right thing, it was something that was never really important to me. It was something, I was never one of those girls that was so excited about being a mom. It never spoke to me. I can look back now over the last 20 years of my life, 30 years of my life, and say the only reason I think I ever wanted that life is because it's what was expected of me. And now that I've told people I bought an RV, now that I've started blogging about it and posting on social media and made the purchase, so many people have said that I'm crazy and stupid and what the fuck are you doing? And it's the biggest mistake of your life. But you know what? It's not their life. For the first time ever, I'm following my heart, my head, and what speaks to me and what makes me happy. And it's been fucking hard. And it continues to be hard. And I know with every podcast I do, every blog post I write, every YouTube video I put up, there will be haters. There are going to be people that don't understand. There are going to be people who want to rip apart my dreams and my ideas. But you know what? Those people are there no matter what I've done. Even when I played by the rules, somebody somewhere points a finger or gives an opinion on what they think I should be doing in my life. And you know what I'm talking about. I don't know anything about RVing. I don't. It's going to be a fucking shitstorm. And my fear of black water, if you don't know what that is, really, I think is going to be a bit of a shitstorm. I'm sharing my story of life after a brain tumor. It doesn't matter what defining moment or thing has happened in your life. We all look at it in a way of after I'm finished school, or we get pushed in a direction that we don't want to, after a divorce, after a marriage, I'll do it later. The idea of the All Points road trip is it doesn't matter what direction you go, just take the first step. Thank you for listening. Thank you again from the bottom of my heart to those of you that are still subscribed and still supporting me. I love you and it means the world to me. My website has been launched officially. You can find me under LaceyElliott.com or theallpointsroadtrip.com. All of my corresponding social media channels can be found either way. And I'm going to be sharing a lot of videos on YouTube as well. My brand new 2019 Grand Design Travel Trailer 2600 RB should be arriving in a couple of weeks. I am going to be sharing with you guys some of my adventures, my fucking frustrations, and so far there have been a lot of them over the weeks and months to come. This is my story. My story that hopefully will inspire you, make you smile, make you think about your life, and hopefully cause you to take action, do something that you wouldn't normally do, step outside of your box, and just go. Thanks, guys, for listening. Have a fabulous rest of your day, and I will be back next week.